Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 3rd of December. Yep, 22 days till Christmas. 2020. We've got the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Now, definitely this is biotech, but this is the biggest tech news we've seen. The UK, yep, they're ready for the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. That's right, Britain's medicines regulator, the MHRA, says that the vaccine from Pfizer BioNTech and its 95% protection against COVID-19 is safe to be rolled out. This makes the UK the first country to take the plunge and should be receiving about 800,000 doses in the coming days. Now, of course, the NHS will contact the people that get the vaccine to check in on them, probably to see, hey, you doing okay? Everything all right? Don't feel funny? Haven't turned green yet? And then obviously we'll report back to the public. Keep in mind, however, though, the bulk of the vaccine won't have a major rollout across the UK until sometime next year. Could the Galaxy Note phone be going away? It seems so. Looks like Samsung may discontinue its high-end Galaxy Note smartphones. At least that's what the rumors are saying. We all know the Samsung Galaxy Note next to the Galaxy S are Samsung's premier smartphones. But currently right now, Samsung has no plans to develop a new version of the Galaxy Note for 2021. Instead, they're focusing completely on the Galaxy S series top model, the S21. And also, don't forget Samsung's next foldable phone, yeah, will also be compatible with a stylus. Meaning maybe they're trying to point people that direction instead of getting a Note. It would be the first time in a long time we haven't seen a Note. It dates back all the way to 2011 and actually set the groundwork for larger smartphones. Those music videos, they ain't just for YouTube anymore. Have you got an Amazon Music Unlimited subscription? Well, you get music videos right alongside it now. Yeah, we've seen this from the folks over there at Android Police, saying the Amazon Music service has started streaming music videos. As long, of course, you're a paying subscriber. You actually see the music videos highlighted in both your search results and on artist profile pages too. Yeah, it's very much like a YouTube music experience. That may be good for some and bad for others. Though, of course, it does put them in the fold of other music players out there, including Apple Music and Tidal, where music videos have been the standard for quite a while now. And finally, hey, some good news for your older iPhone users out there. You probably didn't even notice this. You know that last update we got, 14.2? Little hidden feature in that thing for older iPhone users? Hey, get ready for 1080p FaceTime now. Yes, if you go over to the comparisons page for all the iPhones that are available currently, this includes the iPhone 8, X, XR, XS, SE, and 11, including the Max and Pro versions. They now support FaceTime at 1080p over Wi-Fi, where before we were only getting 720p. Out of the things. Of course, if you're making calls over cellular, that will still be at a lower resolution. But doing it over Wi-Fi, you should have noticed already, or at least somebody who you're talking to, might see those pores in your skin a little clearer now. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Subscribe to all the BTN podcasts over there. And check out all the other tech goodness we've got going on. You can also, of course, find our Facebook page and give us a thumbs up or like over there, whatever you want to call it, at British Tech Network. Of course, on Twitter as well, at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to be happening. But until then, have a great Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.